This lighthouse, the low lighthouse, obviously was in conjunction with the high lighthouse. The lighthouses were actually built by a guy called General Rebo. He built them not out of philanthropic nature. He built them because it was a very good business in those days. Each ship had to pay a certain amount of money. They were charged a penny to be safely sailed into the channel. So he made quite a bit of cash out of this project or this endeavour. In fact, we can tell how much money he made it because when he sold both the lighthouses to Trinity House in 1836, he managed to negotiate a rather healthy sum of £31,730, which, you can imagine, was a huge amount of money in those days. Lighthouses in those days were big business. So this lighthouse, the low lighthouse, actually replaced an old wooden low lighthouse, which was built around about 1665, and it was located on the beach, and it was featured in a painting by the very famous landscape artist John Constable. And the reason it featured in the painting by John Constable is because General Rebo owned them, and General Rebo was a big patron of John Constable. One of John Constable's famous works is Wivenhoe Park, and Rebo paid him a great deal of money to actually paint his home. So Constable and Rebo were associated for a long time, and that's why the old lighthouse features in his paintings. And then obviously after the low lighthouse became defunct because of the silting sandbanks, Trinity House sold it to the council, but on the proviso that if they ever needed it again, the council would sell it back to them. And actually this happened, and it, in the end it became a pilot station. A pilot is the guy who goes out to the ships, and he, for want of a better word, pilots the ships into the harbour. He steers them in, he knows the area very well, and so that they didn't sort of ground themselves on the sandbanks. And this, the lower lighthouse, was his station.